Morning, we're going to play a game. I don't know if anyone here enjoys playing hide and seek. We're going to play a very special game of hide and seek. We're going to look for somebody very special. We're going to look for a king. So staying seated where you are, have a look round and see if you can see a king. Let's have a look round the church. See if you can see a king anywhere. Can anyone see a king? No, we can't see a king yet. We're stuck. If we were normally looking to find a king, where might you look? Where would you go to look for a king? Anyone want to suggest an answer? Where should we go looking for a king normally? Where would you go? Or maybe get your parent to shout out the answer for you. Where would you? Buckingham Palace, and that's an excellent idea. Well done. A palace you could look in, or maybe a castle, or maybe in this country, I suppose we could go to a big city, we could go to London, and we might find a king or a queen there. Well, we're not in London this morning. We're actually in a country called Israel, a really long time ago. And we're in the most important city in Israel. We're in Jerusalem. So I'm going to get a sign to remind us that we're in Jerusalem. Here we go. We're in Jerusalem. And Jerusalem, it's the most important city in Israel. So there must be a king here somewhere. We must just have to look a bit harder. So could you get up, especially maybe if you're a child, and go search for a king? Go search all around the church and see if you can find a king. Where could he be? You might have to look on the balcony. You might have to look in the soundproof room at the back. Maybe he's on the toilet. Just knock. Don't go in. Where's this king? If you find the king, could you drag him to the front? We need him up here, really. That's it. Everyone go and bring the king to the front. You found him. Brilliant. Bring him up here. Bring him up here. Good work. Put him, brilliant. Put him there. And then have a sit back down again. Excellent. Sit back down somewhere. We'll need you again in a second. We found a king. Good news. We found a king. Bad news. This wasn't the king we were looking for. But we have found a king. Does anyone know who this is? Yeah? It is King Herod. Well done. It's Christmas time and he's got a big gold H. It is King Herod. Brilliant. But King Herod isn't the king we were looking for. There's another king, even more important than King Herod, even more special. So you'd better go and search again. Can you go and search again and see if you can find another king? Search carefully on the balcony and maybe look in the same place as last time. Great. If you find anyone interesting, could you bring them to the front? Anyone dressed in funny clothes? That's probably who we're looking for. Ooh. Ooh, who's this? We found some more people. Hey, goodness. Welcome. I'm not sure these are kings. They look like wise men, but there's only two of them. Why are there only two of you?
It doesn't say in the Bible there are three, Duncan. Have you read your Bible?
Sorry. Anyway, what are you guys looking for? Why are you here?
We're looking for a king.
Oh, great. We're looking for a king too. But bad news, we haven't found him yet. Sorry. It looks like you've come a really long way. What's brought you all the way to Jerusalem looking for a king here?
We saw this star and we came to worship him. Look.
Oh, yeah, there is a star. So the king must be round here somewhere. But we still don't know exactly where this king is. We're kind of in the right place. And now who could we ask about where this king is? Who could we ask? The wise men don't know because they've come to the right area. The star definitely can't talk. We can't ask the star. Great, let's ask Herod. Good answer. Herod, I'm not sure I want to ask him a question. Wise men, could you ask Herod?
Where is the one who's been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and we've come to worship him.
Oh dear, King Herod doesn't look very happy. I'm not sure it was a good idea to ask King Herod where another king is. Herod has no idea what's going on. But thankfully, Herod has lots of advisors, and they give him this. They look in the archives, and they find the book of Micah, and they give that to King Herod. There we go. Now, Micah's a book in the Old Testament. Has anyone read it recently? Any of the adults read Micah recently? Brilliant, some people. Well, we need to know what Micah says. So, King Herod, could you read to us? What does Micah say?
But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel.
Wow, did you hear that? We're looking in the wrong place. We shouldn't be looking in Jerusalem. We should be looking in Bethlehem, in a little, not very important town called Bethlehem. So, wise men, you better head off to Bethlehem. You don't know where it is?
No.
Great. Well, maybe the star's moving. Maybe the star will know. And then, children, do you want to go to Bethlehem as well? So if the wise men follow the star, and if any children want to follow the wise men, brilliant. And then see if you can get to Bethlehem. Good work. Keep following. Keep going to Bethlehem. Great, well done. You've made it here to Bethlehem. You've made it here. And the stars brought us... Oh, look, the stars brought us to a particular house, to a stable. Wise men, why don't you look inside the stable and see what you can find? Yes, maybe give your gifts there as well.
We found a king.
You have found a king. Brilliant. Do you want to pass the king to me? Great. And the king that we find in Bethlehem is, of course, King Jesus. Oh. Thanks, Jonathan. Great. Well, great adventure. Great game of hide and seek. I hope you enjoyed our game of hide and seek. But I also think you'll probably agree it wasn't that difficult. Because there were lots and lots of clues, weren't there? There were two very big clues God gave us to make it easy to find the baby Jesus, to find King Jesus. Now, can you remember what the two clues were? Can you remember what the two big clues God sent to help us find the king? Yeah? The star, yes. God sent the star, didn't he? Now, has anyone ever had a star come to rest over their house? No one. That doesn't happen very often, does it? But God did something special so that we would be able to find King Jesus. He wants people to find King Jesus. And there was another clue. I wonder whether anyone can remember the other clue God sent. What was the other clue God gave us? Yes. Angels, there were angels, brilliant, but we didn't see any angels today. What? Yes?
The book of Micah.
Yes, the book of Micah, exactly. Micah lived about 700 years before Jesus, and God spoke to Micah, and Micah wrote down that the baby king would be born in Bethlehem. And actually, you know, there are lots of clues in the Bible that point us to Jesus. Finding God's king, Jesus, isn't a guessing game. It's not a really hard game of hide and seek. It's a simple matter of looking at the evidence and the clues God has given us. So whether you're younger or older, you could read a gospel. You could take away a gospel today and read the evidence that God's given us about his King Jesus. Or maybe if you're old enough to go to a pub and you have questions about that evidence, you could go. I know John Parker will be taking questions at an event called Grill the Vicar in a few weeks, and there are invitations at the back. But for now, what did we find in our game of hide and seek? We found Jesus, who is God's promised king. And he's not hard to find. God wants people to find his king. He's making it really obvious. We're going to think more about Jesus, God's king, in a moment. But first, we're going to sing. And I think the words will be on the sheet. And even if the words aren't familiar, I guarantee that the tune will be. Thank you, all my helpers. And let's stand as the music starts to sing this next song. Thank you. earlier on, we found out that Jesus is God's promised king. We followed the clues. We found him. God's made it really obvious that Jesus is the king he promised. Jesus is the king. We found him. What do we do next? Well, there are actually only two options. One of them is King Herod. You remember King Herod? Jonathan did a great job of acting. Now, children, put up your hands if you like to be in charge. Just me? No, okay, no, there's some more honest, some adults as well being quite honest. Yeah, actually, we all quite like to be in charge. We all quite like to get our own way, to have things that we want when we want them. And you know, King Herod really liked to be in charge too. And so King Herod wanted to get rid of King Jesus if he could. Actually, King Herod tried really hard to get rid of King Jesus. And you know what? We're all naturally the same. We all quite like being the king. I mean, Jesus isn't on earth today, so we don't need to get rid of him like King Herod did. It doesn't need to be that dramatic. We can just